We're going to begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today with a Bible question. And the question is, upon what mountain did Aaron die? You remember Aaron was the elder brother of Moses, and he did not enter into the promised land. And we're going to discuss why in just a moment. But upon what mountain did he die? What was the name of that mountain? I'm going to read that to you in just a moment from the text. You may want to turn to Numbers chapter 20, beginning in verse 22, and I'll read Numbers 20, verses 22 through 29, to answer that question. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now pause just a moment here. I wonder how many times you've already heard me say the word Bible. I hope that that strikes your interest and you're interested in what the Bible teaches. And we certainly are at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. And that's where my sermons come from and that's where my Bible studies come from. They're Bible lessons. If you're interested in the Bible, be a student in this school. And you may want to visit us then and learn more about the Bible by attending some of our assemblies. But now let's get to this Bible question. Upon what mountain did Aaron die? Let me read that to you. Numbers chapter 20 and verse 22. And they journeyed from Kadesh, and the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, came unto Mount Hor. Now that's going to be the mountain, as we'll go on and read, and you'll see in just a moment. But that's spelt H-O-R. And Jehovah spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor, by the borders of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them upon Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as Jehovah commanded. And they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation, and Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there on the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount, and when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they wept for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. So the answer to the question, Aaron died on Mount Hor. Do you remember how Moses died? We read that in the book of Deuteronomy. And I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapters 48 through 52, where God said, Get thee up unto the mountain of Abiram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in the Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespassed against me in the midst of the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah, of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. For thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither into the land which I give to the children of Israel. Well, we read that Moses and Aaron rebelled, and Moses and Aaron sinned against God by the waters of Meribah. Let's read that account. It's in Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. Here we read, "And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there, and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and the people strove with Moses and spake, saying, Would that we had died when our brethren died before Jehovah. And why have you brought the assembly of Jehovah into this wilderness, that we should die there, we and our beast? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is a place of seed, no place of seed, nor of figs, nor of vines, nor of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron wept from the presence of the assembly, and went unto the door of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces, and the glory of Jehovah appeared unto them. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and assemble the congregation, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, that it give forth its water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their cattle drink. And Moses took the rod from before Jehovah, as he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear ye now, ye rebels, shall we bring you forth water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and smote the rock with his rod twice, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation drank and their cattle. And Jehovah said unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe not in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with Jehovah, and he was sanctified in them. Meribah means strife, and so that's why it was named Meribah. Now note the sin of Moses and Aaron. God told Moses, one, to take the rod, two, to assemble the congregation, and three, to speak unto the rock before their eyes, that it give forth water. In this way, God assured Moses and Aaron that they should bring forth water and satisfy the people and their cattle. Some think this rod was Aaron's rod that budded to show that he had been appointed as high priest, Numbers 17. Numbers 20 and verse 11 says it was Moses' rod. At Rephidim, the rod which Moses smote the rock was the one he'd used all along. This rod, Exodus 4:17, of Moses was afterward called in Exodus 4 and verse 20, the rod of God. This rod was the one used upon this occasion at Kadesh. Why, suppose some other one was used? It has been truly said that the rod in Moses' hand at the burning bush, his badge as a shepherd, became his badge of power to water, feed, protect, save, and rule God's flock. Moses and Aaron did two things God commanded. Namely, they took the rod and gathered the assembly before the rock. The third thing they did not do. Instead of speaking to the rock as God commanded, Moses lifted up his hand and smote the rock with his rod twice. At Rephidim, almost 40 years previous to this time, God commanded Moses to smite the rock with his rod, but here he told Moses to speak to the rock. Why God told Moses at one time to smite the rock and another time to speak is a question not answered. But these two cases show that obedience to God is doing the thing he commands. Let me read that again. This shows that obedience to God is doing the thing he commands. whether that be smiting the rock at one time and speaking to it at another. When God said, smite the rock, speaking to it could not have been obedience. When he said, speak to it, smiting it was not obedience. The sins of Moses and Aaron were unbelief. Because ye believe not in me, the text said. In an intentional failure to sanctify God in the eyes of the people, rebellion, Numbers 27:12-14, because ye rebelled against my word, and Psalm 106:33 says that they spoke unadvisedly. To sanctify any person or thing is to set that person or thing to the service of God. To sanctify God is to set him apart from and above objects of love and adoration as the true and living God in his holy character and almighty power. Instead of doing this, Moses said, shall we, now notice that, we, not shall God, but shall we bring you forth water out of this rock? Moses did not give God the glory of the miracle. The only way to sanctify God at any time is to obey him, and to obey him at all times. Moses and Aaron believed in the existence of God, but that did not believe in him, because they did not take him at his word or believe what he said. Moses seemed to doubt that speaking to the rock would be sufficient, although that's what God said to do. This unbelief now. To believe in God is to fully rely on what he says and do what he commands. We believe in the existence of Satan, but we do not believe what he says and have no confidence whatever in him. Moses and Aaron came short of the land of promise because of unbelief, and we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Moses said God was angry with him for his people's sake. Psalm 106:32-33 says it went ill with Moses for the people's sake, because they were rebellious against his spirit. The rebellion of the people provoked Moses. Moses was almost 120 years of age, and Aaron 3 years older. And if this generation should murmur, complain, and rebel as did the former one, and should be detained another 40 years in the wilderness, it would be more than Moses could stand. But Moses' sin was not excused, and God did not hear his prayer to allow him to go into the land of Canaan. In the goodness and mercy of God, the waters came, that even the rebellious people and their cattle might drink, yet Moses and Aaron sinned. This is a crushing argument against the theory that it matters not what means are used so as the results are obtained. Apparently, the way Moses and Aaron was of success. The water came, but the means used were fruits of unbelief and rebellion. It would not do, in Moses and Aaron's case, to say, we're after water. It matters not how we get it. We must not say it matters not how the work is done, just so it is done. Not when God tells us how to do it. This is a crushing blow to those who seek results. It matters not how they come. Moses was able to view the land. God showed Moses the land of Gilead unto Dan. He began at the northern extremity and showed him all the land of the southern extremity. We can well imagine Moses' deep feeling as he looked down upon the people in the plain and viewed this long-to-look-for land. God promised this land to Abraham first, more than 400 years previous to this, and repeated it later, and renewed the promise to Isaac and Jacob. And so Moses died there, according to the word of Jehovah. That's where we're going to end. I'll begin the next program talking about Moses' death. And you should be interested in this. This is the Bible, and it will teach us how to live and go to heaven.